never again I'll go sailing. No more sailing. So long sailing. Bye-bye sailing.
There's a sequence in a movie called A Life Less Ordinary with Ewan McGregor and Cameron Diaz, where they kind of break into a musical fantasy for that. And I just had little visions there, the five folk in the studio breaking into that as well. Joy Knight, obviously looking stunning in the calendar, the Midweek Drive section on August, of course part of the Siren 107.3 FM calendar, sold of course in aid of the splendid charity which is the Pelican Trust, helping young people get work in Lincoln. And if you just read out the sequence for the calendar, you'll be able to confirm that Michelle Monroe actually is in the calendar in terms of name alone from that point of view.
But not in all my glory.
Oh, Michelle.
Yes, indeed. It says the weekly Michelle Monroe feature.
Yeah, exactly.
Very nice.
There we are. Yeah,
very
precisely.
Nice. Thank you.
So, Michelle, obviously you had last year's Bond-themed midweek drive package. You've got this year's sporty, kind of themey sort of thing, etc. I won't talk about the musical mashup that we're proposing for 2013, in which, Karen, you'll be pleased to know we have musical characters who ordinary wouldn't have met. So possibly Dick Van Dyke meets Prince Lancelot from Camelot, you know, that kind of thing.
Quite.
A little bit out there.
In the meantime,
I should be
saying hello to your harem of very beauties.
Dave,
Sharon, Joy, Sheila and Jodie. Hello.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello to you too.
It's like almost a barbershop quartet plus one. It's marvellous, you know, the Ladies Association of Barbershop Quartet Singers.
Well, Michelle, I'm trying to get it trademarked, but I've started referring to myself as a midweek drive babe.
Ooh, I could be a babe.
You are a babe.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
That's amazing stuff.
I'll have to work on it.
That's very true. You'd be pleased to know that, Michelle, that your warm-up artist this week was Sir Patrick Moore. So we figured it was important to actually sort of work your way through that whole process. So I'm not sure whether you've ever actually been kind of preceded by the Sky at Night presenter, but you have today. So
oh,
there
that's
we are.
Nice.
We thought so, exactly. It opens the way in an interesting way for Joy to actually break into another one of her jokey moments.
No, I don't want to tell that one.
You really do. Thank you, Ken, actually. I've okayed it. I've checked it with our legal department. We're sorted through on this particular basis. Michelle, would you like to hear Joy's little humorous anecdote about another one of our regular co-presenters who sadly is up there in Heaven FM, passed up in all sorts of ways?
Absolutely.
Over to you.
Go for it, Joy.
Okay. Oh, I feel really bad. Michelle, had you heard that one of the pearly gates has come off its hinges?
I didn't know that.
Don't worry though, Jim will fix it.
Yeah, I bet when you set off on your world cruise and tour, that's something you can entertain the passengers with in so many ways. Yes. Oh, they will howl and laugh.
Absolutely.
Truly tremendous.
I shall look forward to that.
Alternatively.
Although the room could go quiet.
There could be a kind of hush.
Well done.
They'll be stunned by how hilarious it is.
Yes, well done, Joy. It is the last show of 2011. So we'll let you off.
Well, the last
won't let
drive.
Me back.
It's not the last show. Obviously,
not
there are a few more days to go.
Oh,
but our last Wednesday midweek drive.
Oh,
of 2011.
Yes, I won't be on this year again, and that's quite sad.
Never mind. People can always listen to the podcasts.
Okay.
And,
exactly. Well, that's good news. Well, now this week we're going back to 1967, and Dad's capital album, These Years. This was an album filled with his interpretations of contemporary hits, and this song is no exception. It was written by Les Reed and Jeff Stevens for Stevens' group New Vaudeville Band and included on their Winchester Cathedral album in 1966. It was eventually picked up by Herman's Hermits the following year and became a top 10 hit in at least 9 countries. Now zoom forward to 1976 and the Carpenters also had a hit with the tune and named an album after it. Arranged by Sid Feller and produced in Hollywood by Dave Kavanagh, here's my father's version of There's a Kind of Hush.
There's a kind of a hush all over the world tonight. All over the world you can hear the sound.
Oh, yeah.
I love you forever and ever. There's a kind of a hush all over the world tonight, all over the world. You can hear the sounds of lovers in love, of lovers in love, of lovers in love.
So I can't believe, Michelle, that when next we speak, you'll be either in Australia or in America.
Yeah, there you have it.
Although there are some pre-recorded packages coming across, so if people are listening and thinking...
I'll be either down under or done over.
So, Joy, I know you've always said Michelle Monro, the Midweek Drive without Michelle Monro, it's a bit like Abbott without Costello, Laurel without Hardy, or indeed James Bond without Miss Moneypenny.
It is, indeed.
There you go.
I know, and that was beautiful. I really love that song. Gorgeous. It's so romantic, isn't it?
It is. It just sort of makes you go, ah.
Do you think Joy's looking at her best in the calendar, Michelle?
Oh, I think she looks splendid.
Yes, I thought so as well. And what about Jodie? Because Jodie's in not once, twice, actually, because she has the American Dream Team in January.
Well, and then some people make it twice. Some people don't make it at all.
So true.
But I really wish I'd been wearing makeup both times.
Why?
That's why.
Oh, natural.
Exactly. Now, the nudist calendar is 2014. I've told you about this before, Michelle. It's a different line entirely. It's the naturalist line. I think we're leaving the nudist one for the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society. Okay. It's a possibility, so I've been heard. I don't know. Has the news been broken to yourself, Karen, about that little excursion?
I haven't been pre-warned. That's probably a good reason.
Well, that's awesome. Jane, Michelle Monro and Matt Monro, of course... magical moments. Were you aware of Matt Monro? Is it something that you kind of followed through? Were you aware of the dulcet tones of Matt and the fact that, you know, he just basically stands out as a marvellous singer?
Yes, I've heard it before, yes. It's great music.
Any particular favourite tune that you have?
Not particularly, no. I say I like that one, and everyone knows that one, don't they?
Strangely
really
enough, he didn't do many Christmas tunes.
No, he didn't. But two that people know about, which is Mary's Boy Child and When a Child is Born. Mm. There's actually a third.
And this is the exclusive for the Midweek Drive. You see, there's just Christmas presents galore here.
I know.
You know, it's just, we spoil the listener, don't we, Michelle? We really do.
We really do. Now, Richard Moore, of course, who's my right hand in business and a wonderful fellow, he and I scour the world, if you like, trying to source Dad's forgotten stuff or lost archives, lost radios. And I came across this. And it's never been released, and I thought I'd treat you to it. It's simply called Christmas Magic.
Christmas, Christmas is magic, the magic of love. Christmas comes in December, but always remember it's more than a treat. Real Christmas magic comes from you. I'm loving, that's how Christmas magic came to be, and that's what Christmas magic means to me.
London with love. It's Michelle Monro with another Matt Monro classic on the Midweek Drive for Siren 107.3 FM.
See, two. Now, Michelle, Jodie Autumn,
yes.
when she's not actually checking for proofreading scenarios in the calendar. I mean, John, please just celebrate the calendar as it is, all right? I mean, that's all I can say. Don't sort of nitpick, is all I can say. We sent the stuff in, sorted through. Honestly, since she got her MA with distinction, she's honestly in English.
As I would be, I'm afraid.
There we are. Anyway, Jodie has a piece of information for you, which you might find of some interest, given that Michael Bublé, I believe, has been solidly influenced by Matt Munro.
So anyway, well, at home in Lincoln, which is a relatively new nightclub that has opened, they're having an evening with Bublé and friends this very evening, 9 till 12 in the morning. And I understand they're going to be having some of Matt Munro's classics.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Oh, I can't get there.
I know. I only found out about it yesterday, and I thought I must tell Michelle.
Lincoln's a little far for me.
It's only 126 miles away from where you are, Michelle.
Make it, Alex.
Can we not rustle up a helicopter for Michelle, please? No,
but that sounds good, doesn't it?
It certainly does. If it was the real Michael Bublé, I would definitely be there. But
is it a tribute?
A tribute, yeah. I understand.
Well,
yes.
You know, if you want the real thing, go to the Lincolnshire Event Centre. It's quite simple. Lincolnshire Cultural Society.
The wonderful thing about these tribute shows is that they all, you know, they use the songs that we want everyone to hear. And if people like the song, they will then go and find out who the original artist is. So, you know, we can't lose, really.
Quite right. Michelle, what's your Christmas message for the Globe from the Midweek Drive?
Well, I mean, I just wish everyone a happy and healthy new year. And I just say, let's keep music in our hearts. It will keep us young. And there you go. Ho, ho, ho.
Quite rightly so, too.
And I won't see you, but I will speak to you. 2012, although I'll still be on the first show in January.
Yeah, you see, it's all, you know, technology is
technology.
There. Michelle will be with us first show in January, which is actually scheduled for January the 11th. Joy, date for your diary there? January the 11th.
I shall be at sea that day.
Would you know exactly where at sea you'll actually be?
Yes, in the Bay of Biscay, so we won't be talking probably for long.
Yes.
You know, one of the fans wrote to me this week. Bless their hearts, they obviously weren't thinking, saying they'd just got off the Independence of the Sea at Southampton, and the crossing was abysmal with 40-foot waves, but wishing me a happy trip. I didn't want to know. I've had some bad crossings through that day.
Oh, listen, we're sending positive vibes. That's the important thing.
Oh, I tell you, it needs to be a mill pond when I go.
Well, your quote from Stephen Fry, Christmas to a child is the first terrible proof that to travel hopefully is better than to arrive.
Right, well,
typical Stephen
hopefully.
Fry misery, I would say. Typical Stephen Fry misery. So, you know, please, you're not Oscar Wilde of the 21st century. You're not.
But
I
maybe
sort of
he
say.
Thinks he is.
But he needs to be disabused of this. I mean, he's a very talented comedian, very
genius.
Good raconteur, but he's not Oscar Wilde.
He's
you know?
A genius in his own right.
Well, there we are. So,
you know, I am hoping for a mill pond, though.
Hmm. Well, just hope, visualise. That's the whole thing. As Mike Dooley would say, visualise.
You do these things, Alex. Yes. You think of all the positive. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful? Mm. Oh, sail across. Mm. What a fabulous thing. And then reality hits, and you realise that you're 6 days at sea, then you go to one port, then you are 5 days at sea. You're in the middle of nowhere then, aren't you?
Yeah,
really?
But you're spreading the word, Michelle. You're spreading the Midweek Drive word across the oceans.
That's what I will
that's,
be doing,
that's
Alex.
That's the bottom line, yeah. Precisely.
And I wish all the team there a fabulous festive season, and we'll catch up next year.
We will indeed enjoy. We've kind of already answered those questions, but I know it would be remiss of me not to actually sort of bring you on board to deliver the outcome, particularly as you are high-fiving academics today. High-fiving them.
Yeah.
Yeah, a journalistic academic as well. High-fiving. Oh, this was
not?
The sort of raucous party we were actually having on the third floor.
It was a bit
today.
Mad, wasn't it?
Dear Lord. I even put it a sort of comment on the Facebook site saying I was up to party on. Party. The anyway,
Michelle, have you had an enjoyable conversation with us this evening?
Fabulous.
And you'll join us again in the new year?
I will join you in what is it, mind if not body.
Consciousness will be there. Michelle Munro will return.
Yes.
Next up, Birmingham. Can you believe it? Birmingham. Then Graham Harper. Then Phil Leonis.